WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On this edition of our series on American popular song, we're reviving the music of Will Marion Cook, the principal composer of the first Broadway musical written and performed by African Americans. He wrote show tunes, pop songs, and art songs. Duke Ellington considered him a mentor. Our guest is conductor Maurice Perez, an authority on early jazz and popular music. Perez specializes in reconstructing historic American concerts. He's worked with Ellington and Bernstein and is the author of the forthcoming book, Living with American Music, Dvorak to Duke Ellington. You're an expert in authentic performance of American music. Why are you so interested in the music of Will Marion Cook?
Everywhere I went, I found Cook's name. And so I thought it was important to find out more about him. The fact that he was a student of Dvorak, the fact that he appeared at the Clef Club, the fact that Ellington writes a chapter about him in his book, Music is My Mistress. He was a person that I had to know more about. And the more I've learned, the more impressed I've been, and saddened, in a way, by his life. And then I have this identification with him as a person who has a classical heart and a jazz heart. And so Cook really calls to me all the time.
You say you were saddened by Will Marion Cook's story.
Oh, God, there's a letter. When Van Vechten wrote a book with the N-word in the title.
This is Carl Van Vechten.
Carl Van Vechten, who was a great Negrophile. I mean, he was a great supporter and photographer. Cook writes a letter to him. It was published in, I think, the New York Daily News or the Post at the time. This is in the 1920s. In which he says to Van Vechten, "Please don't encourage our Negro youth to think that they are finished artists before they are really ready, lest they become failures as yours truly, Will Marion Cook." It just tore me up.
So you think he thought of himself as a failure?
At that moment, I think he felt that he hadn't fulfilled his potential. Mercer Cook tells us that his father said there would one day come a black Beethoven burned to the bone by the African sun. And I think Cook wanted to be that person. He didn't realize that one of his mentoring of Ellington created that person.
What was Ellington's relationship to Cook?
I think one can trace Cook and Ellington's friendship certainly to the 1920s. There's reason to believe that Mercer Cook was the namesake of Mercer Ellington, Duke's son. In Music is My Mistress, Ellington refers to Cook as his personal conservatory, and that many of the things that he learned from Cook he was not able to use until it came time to write Black, Brown, and Beige. And I thought through to myself, what is especially present in Black, Brown, and Beige that could perhaps be influenced by Cook? Not the notes themselves, but the attitude towards music. We know that Cook said to Ellington, take your first idea and then throw it away. Try to go against what is easy for you. Test yourself. Ellington, in his lifetime, must have written 80% or more of his music must have been based upon 12-bar blues form. Ellington writes a piece in Black, Brown, and Beige called The Blues. One would assume that Ellington would stretch himself out and do the greatest blues of his life. But he didn't do it. He followed Pop Cook's advice, and he writes a song about the blues. And it's a very abstract song. The front of it is very abstract. It's hard to know what key you're in it for a while. In the middle of the song, the singer steps back, and the trombones, they wail an extraordinary chorus of blues. Then the singer comes back and keeps on talking about the blues. That's a Cook influence. If Ellington said, when I did Black, Brown, and Beige was when I was able to use the things that Cook taught me or spoke to me about. Where is it? That's it.
You recently orchestrated and conducted Will Marion Cook's overture for his 1903 musical, In Dahomey. The overture ends with the melody from Emancipation Day. Why don't you introduce this part of the overture for us?
Well, I think he not only plays the tune, he takes bits and pieces of it and he creates a stretto where the germ of the tune is repeated by different instruments in different keys. And in fact, in one place, he makes it into a canon where it's stretched out at twice its length, and there's an answer to that. It's fascinating how he develops a simple ragtime tune into a little essay about ragtime or about himself as a composer. It's very rich.
Maurice Perez. Here he is conducting the Prague Radio Symphony in a performance of the overture to Will Marion Cook's musical In the Homie. This performance is from the soundtrack of the documentary Dvorak in America. Music by Will Marion Cook, a composer who once described himself as trying to destroy wrongs and write beautiful music.